exercise change.
What role do you think habits play in motivation and change? And what are your thoughts on how to maybe break and form habits?
Yeah, I suppose the thing with habits is we maybe, I'll probably revert back here to, you know, routine.
Okay.
Trying your best to get a routine going with your weekly schedule and having all these different time slots for different things in place. With breaking old habits, I think, well, for me, the easiest thing to do is to not put myself in particular situations whereas I may have been swayed in the past. For example, having a few beers with the boys before leading up to a fight. I don't like to have a beer, you know, 6 weeks out from a fight. And I don't find that hard anymore.
Mm.
But, you know, maybe a few years ago when I was younger, the easiest thing for me to do was just not go out with the boys at all. Just stay home. And that comes back to little things as well. And I've spoken to my younger brother who lives in Brisbane and is also a trainer in the past. Yeah, he used to love his fizzy drinks and his sweet. He had a real sweet tooth. And, you know, I was guilty of that as well. Not to his level, though. Geez, he was something else. But the easiest thing to do is don't have them in your pantry. Just right. Don't have them there.
Okay.
And you can't eat them if they're not there.
Okay.
Now, so the easiest thing to do with breaking habits is remove yourself from the situation altogether, or don't let those particular things that you know may sway you from achieving your desired outcome into your environment at all.
So take them out of the equation.
Yeah, take them out. Mm. Yeah.
There's two parts to that. First, it's being aware of what is in the equation.
Yeah, that's right.
And then secondly, it's actually taking it out. So there's that self-awareness here. Self-awareness,
I suppose, may come back to you being honest as well.
Mm.
And look, I'm not saying take them out forever. Taking them out may be, you know, your trainer may set you a particular day or time of the week where you can eat whatever you want.
Mm.
So instead of having them sitting there at home waiting for that particular time of day or the week to tick around, go somewhere else and enjoy them out of home when you're allowed to, and then leave them there.
Yeah, sure. And that, I guess that does two things. It separates your home environment from that treat environment.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
And it also makes that treat seem more like a reward when you do have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, with themes and habits and that as well, having the rest of your family, immediate family, whoever you're living with, involved in those as well, so you're all on the same page, is very important too. You know, it's very hard if your son or daughter or mum and dad are trying to achieve a particular thing, but, you know, cousin Henry's down in the room eating a big bar of chocolate.
Yeah, sure. Actually, that's a really good point. What would you say to those people who really want to make these changes? You know, they want to eat a better diet, they want to start exercising, but say the rest of their family is just not into that and, you know, it's not their job to sway them, they just have to kind of deal with it. How would you suggest they do deal with that?
Yeah, well, you'd start off with a family meeting, and it has to once again get to that point where it's, you know, so important that we need to do something about it now. And I think if the head of the family, whoever that person may be, the mother or the father, if they start making those changes, generally the rest of the pack will follow. Yeah.
Good point.